In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first week of the Hatur. The first week of Hatur. Do we remember what the theme of the church for the previous months? Maybe it's already in the screen. Actually, the first month of the blessed Coptic year is the month of Tut, and the church talk about the repentance, because it's the beginning of the year, and then we need to repent. The second month, which is the month of Baba, we talk about who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Every week, we took one character of our Lord. What is our Lord Jesus Christ? For this month, which is the third month, is the month of Hatur. Every month in the Coptic Church, you find the whole month want to give us one message. But let us try to keep in mind, every beginning of every month, we need to know what this month is going to tell us about. For that, during this month of Hatur, the church will tell us about what? Sowing the word of God in our heart. Sowing the word of God in our heart. And we'll find today the gospel from Luke 8, from 4 to 15. And then this is, of course, the parable which all of us, we know the parable of the sower. This parable, actually, you find it's already mentioned in the three gospels, Matthew and Mark and Luke. Matthew and Mark and Luke. We are going to discuss quickly today about 4 points. Which kind of ground am I? Which kind of ground am I? The seeds and the ground. What the seeds is and what the ground is. What are the features of each ground? How do I know which type of my heart is? The Lord gave us 4 types of ground, and each one of them it has its own character. For that we need to know, while I'm going to each one of them, we need to know which kind of ground do I am. And then can a type of the ground change? I mean, if someone, his type of ground in his heart is some particular type, can this type it change it or not? The sower, if we see from this guy who is putting the seeds everywhere, what he did, he sowed the seeds on all ground, for that there is no ground, there is no heart in the last day can go to in front of our Lord and tell him, I didn't receive any seeds. No. The seeds fell in all the ground, for that the common that all of the ground got what? Got the seeds. The wayside ground, the rocky ground, and the thorny ground, and the good ground. For that we have 4 types of ground, and all of ground what? Got the seeds. Which kind of ground am I? Now I need to know myself, which kind of ground do I am? I am the wayside, or I am the rocky, or I am the thorny, or I am a good ground. The result in this parable, if we see, the result in this parable is not depend on the seeds. It means the seeds is the seeds. For that the seeds is going to all of them. For that no ground or no heart can tell the Lord, I received the seeds which is bad and didn't give any kind of fruits. No. Why? Because all the seeds, they are the same, which is the word of God. But on the ground, it depends, which is our hearts. Those who hear the words. The same seeds falling on different kinds of ground, i.e. on the hearts, give different kind of results. For that the seeds, they are the same, but the result is different between one and the other. For that the result depends on the person who received the word. And this is why I put it in red like that. For that the result, it depends on us. It's not depend on the seeds. There is a very nice example, of course, all of us, we know about this. Who received these words? If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. This is the word that came out from the mouth of the Lord himself to this rich man, but this guy actually turned his face away because he's very rich and he didn't like to follow. But the same word, who received it? Who received the same word? We know him now? Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony, he entered the church. And he received the same word from whom? From the mouth of maybe a deacon or a priest. But what he did, he went and he sell everything and he followed the Lord. For that the same seeds, but it fell on the different kind of ground. For that the listener will accept the word of no or not, will keep it in his heart or not, will it go in deep and make roots or not, will it bear fruit in his heart or not. For this is 4 kinds of different things we need to ask ourselves with. The seeds and the ground. The seeds is what? Is the word of God. and it has a life by itself. Each seed, it has a life. For that the seeds, it have a life by itself. But if it doesn't find a good soil, if we take the seeds which it has a life, and then we throw it in a bad soil, then it will that nothing will happen. Why? Because the value of the seed will have no value on that soil. But then the life in on the seeds, it has no value on it. And this actually what Hebrews 4:12 tells us. For the word of God is a living and powerful. It means the word of God itself is a living and powerful. And sharper than a two-edged sword, for that it is very sharp as well. The ground is what? The ground is our heart, our mind, our will, and our desire to implement what we hear. It means now, as an example, I am talking, and you are the ground. What you are going to do with this word? What you are going to do with these seeds? With that, imagine I have seeds now in my hand, and I'm throwing in each one of you. For that, now we need to find which kind of us or which kind of ground each one of us. What is the difference? What is the feature for each one of them? I'm going to go quickly in each one of them. Let us say the wayside ground. The wayside ground is the seeds never went down. The seeds never went down, but stayed on the surface. For that, the word of the God, when this person received it, it didn't go inside even in his heart. It just sat for a while in his mind. As soon as he go out from the door of the church, the devil will come and take this word from his mind, and it's like he never even heard anything. When he go outside, he forget everything. For that, the devil took it away, which is like this picture here. You find the birds taking the seeds straight away from the top of the head of this person. What the feature of this land? How we know that which kind of land do I am? This person, he rejects the word of God. He didn't like it. He sit and they say, no, this word is not for me. This word for the guy sitting beside me. This word for Mr. XYZ, if he's here, he should hear this voice. He should hear this word because this is for him, but it's not for me. But this is actually the type of this ground. The second point, doesn't allow the word to go inside his heart. He didn't give it at a time for that the word can go inside his heart. Does not understand the word of God. Maybe he hears something or he reads something in the Bible. He didn't understand it and he didn't even care to think or search about the meaning. Never give time to listen to the word of God or a space in his heart to keep it. He has no mind or no space in his mind, in his heart to keep the word. Not interesting with the word of God and harden the heart for the sin. He has a lot of sins inside his heart, for that his heart is very hard. Allow the stranger thoughts to confuse him. Some people coming and tell, okay, Abuna, I think I spent so and so time in the church, but do I really am in the right way? I heard so and so tell me this is not this and this is not that and so on. For that he allow also his mind to go and the different kind of thoughts and things and started to have a shaky kind of faith. For that this is actually the first kind of ground. Let us see the second one, the rocky ground. The rocky ground is the stones do not permit the seeds to put deep roots. It means the surface is good soil. Like if you have in your backyard, you try to dig and try to plant something, and then you need to remove a lot of soil and then put a good soil on the top. Why? Because your ground is what? It has a lot of rocks in. This is the problem with this ground. It has a little thin layer of good soil, but after that it's full of rocks. For that, no, that plant, when it try to put roots, it will not find and then it will die. Why? Because there is no moisture inside. What is that kind of person? This is actually what you call him superficial face. It means he's superficial in his face, in his listener, and also superficial knowledge. He know, our Lord does exist. He know that this is a church. St. Mary Church is here, St. Mark Church is there, and so on. But what is the knowledge is very, very shallow knowledge. For that, this actually, what is the first surface? For that, when the seeds will go inside, you find actually maybe it will come and give a little kind of plant, and after that it die. For that, there is no what? There is no root for this kind of plant. Looks good from the surface. It means because he's superficial, he looks good from outside, but inside he's full of stones. There is a lot of stones in this heart, for that the plant will not be able to make roots. The seeds can bloom quickly for a while. Quickly you find that it gave a little plant, and then the plant immediately died. And they received the word of at once with joy. This is what the Lord tells us. He received the word at once with joy. Maybe he's going to listen to a sermon, and then he's very happy with it, and then say, yes, now I'm going to do this and this and this. I'm going to change. But as soon as he go out from the church as well, he is going to go with no roots, and then he finds there is a lot of rocks inside his heart, and then the plant will not give what any kind of fruit. When tribulation or kind of any kind of persecution come, arise because of the word, immediately he stumbles. If something happened in the life of this person, God have given something happened in his life, he says, where is God? I'm in the church coming and doing so and so and so. Why these things are happening to me? And it's not happening to the people outside. And then he started to stumble with what? With a kind of incident or the tribulation which he has. And then quickly he started to go back. Why? Because there is a lot of stone inside this heart. There is very nice word for our beloved Pope Shenouda. I always like to remind myself with it. Many years you spent serving the house of the Lord. How many of them have you spent to serve the Lord of the house? It can be also a lot of people serving and doing this and this and this. But that you find it looks like good, but in the surface is okay. But because there is a lot of rocks inside, there is no fruits. And in the last day, you are going to go in, or you will not be able to go inside the kingdom of God according to the fruits which you have it in your heart. Which kind of fruits do you have while you have so and so number of years in the earth? Do you have fruits or no fruits? For that, don't forget this word. Even if you are serving in the church, you need to remember that many years I spent it serving the church of the Lord. How many of them I spent to serve the Lord himself? Let us see the thorny ground. The thorns represent the lust of money, position, fam, sin. It means this person is very a lot of thorn around the plant. It means the plant starts to give something. There is some stuff going up, but as you see in this picture, the thorn is very, very strong, and this is a problem. The fact that the thorn are stronger than the plant and is going to shock it. As we see here, you find the thorn is going to shock this kind of plant, and it also no fruit will come. And this is what St. James said. Do you not know that the friendship with the world is the enemy with God? It means this, you have this or that. You cannot have both of them together. Because as I said, that the same land cannot have fruit and thorn at the same time. You will never go inside any nice backyard or front yard and then you find it has very nice fruits and then a lot of thorn with it. No way. Why? Because the roots of the thorn, it will take and absorb all the water, which is the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart. And then it will not give anything to the plant, and then you find the plant is going to die. The feature of this land, the soil is good, but there are thorns choking the plants. For the soil itself, it's a good soil. And this heart, it has no gates or guard for the protection for his eyes, ears, thoughts. It means it's like an open land. Anything can go in and anything can go out. This kind of land that doesn't have gates, it doesn't have control. The person of this land, he keep his eye anywhere, looking anywhere, opening anything, doing anything. No gates and no guards for this kind of soil. And this is actually what we say in Psalm 141, verse 3. We pray like that to the Lord. Says, set a ground, a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Set a guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. For that I need to have a kind of doors and guard to protect me. This heart as well is lazy heart, which is neglecting daily cleaning. Any good ground, if you leave it, you find the weeds will come and then the thorn will come. If the person and the owner of this land didn't go every day and clean it, then you find this kind of ungood plants is going to grow, and the end of this plant it will be bad as well. The heart has no control, has no red lines. It can go anywhere and do anything. It's exactly like a river with no gates to control it. We find this river, if it's go, it's going to flow everywhere. Why? Because there is no guard for this river to let the water going in one direction. This heart that delays the repentance every day, okay, no, today I'm not going to clean my heart. Tomorrow I will not clean my heart. Next month is the time of cleaning. And of course, this is actually a trick from the devil. He tried to let us delay and delay and delay till the thorn will grow around the plant and is going to choke it, and then no fruit will come in this land as well. The heart that does not care about the small thing, like the small foxes, because this is actually what we should take care of. The small sin as well can go and destroy the whole garden and eat all the fruits. The small sin can eat all the fruits. Now let us see the good one. The good ground, this is the only fruitful ground. The good ground is the only fruitful ground. The feature of this ground is what? This ground has neither rocks nor thorns. It means it's very good ground, ready to be get the seeds, and then the seeds is going to give fruits. For that it has no rocks and it has no thorns. It is deep, so that the seeds can go in away from the devil and they can bear fruit. It has deep on it. And this is actually what the Lord always asking us to do. He asked Peter to go deep for fishing. He didn't tell him, let us just fish in the shore. No, let us go deep. The deep relation with the Lord, the deep relation with the Bible, the deep relation with the church, the deep is very important. For that, the seeds can go and then the roots can go very deeply and give fruits. It has a strong faith. Nothing can change the faith of this ground. Why? Because it's very strong and the roots are strong. For that, the wind will not get away the plants. Well, this is actually what good about this. He has a strong love for God too. And it has high value in God's eye. When God looks to this particular ground, he will like it. And he say, yes, this is the kind of ground which I like, because this ground is going to have a fruit and it will have a place with me in the kingdom of God in the last day. This ground can produce fruits 30, 60, or 100. This is actually the feature of all the four grounds. For that, I hope that each one of us see which kind of ground is. But let me tell you something. Can the type of ground change? Yes. Each type of ground can be changed to another type. It means since we're still in the earth, we have a good chance to change our ground to the good one, which is the number four of them, which is the good ground, to another type. And also, an example, if a ground has thorns, then the sacraments of repentance and confession can clean it. It's actually how we can take the thorns out. This is a sacrament of repentance and confession. It's like you go out and then try to take all the weeds and all the thorns and all the thorn from your ground. And also, we need to be very careful. The good ground, if it has been neglected, it can turn to a rocky or thorny or wayside ground. Don't say, oh yeah, I'm very happy now, I am the last type of the ground, I am here. No, we need to be very careful. If you neglect your ground, it can also become one of the other three bad examples. The good thing is, each one of us has all the four type of ground in his heart. This is a result. All of us, we have the four type of ground, but in different percentage. In different percentage. We should work very hard to increase the area of the good ground in our heart. As you see here, in this scale, you find as a wayside, it has a little bit. Rocky, some. Thorny, a little bit higher. And the majority is a good ground. For that, it should be the target of each one of us with the beginning of this month. Because during the whole month, we are going to talk about the same subject, which are the grounds and the fruits. For that, we need to think about ourselves. How percentage do good ground I have in my heart comparing with the other three? And then you need to work to make what? To make the good ground is a majority of your heart. for that it will be easy for you to work in your heart and work in your ground and make it, if we can, of course, 100% to good ground. Now we need to ask ourselves, the majority of my heart ground is, how much percent do I have of each type of them? If each one of them 25-25, no, then we need to have a lot of work to do. We need to increase the good ground. To become more fruitful, I need to. What I'm going to do? I need now to work in my ground to make it the highest is a good ground. What I should do? You can go to your father of confession, tell him, Abuna, I find my majority is so and so. Please help me to clean my ground. Help me to change from thorny or roadside or rocky ground to a good ground for that I can have a fruit on my heart. And then the important point today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Otherwise, you will be like the type number one. And type number one, even the word of the God, the devil come and take it away before even you started to have it and going in your heart. And then you find this verse, by the way, this verse, it has repeated in the Bible four times. It has repeated in the Bible four times. Once in the Old Testament, in the Psalm 95:7-8, Hebrews 3:8, 3:15, and 4:7. St. Paul repeated four times or three times actually for us in one epistle. Why? Because this actually you should keep in your mind and keep it in your heart. Today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. The summary quickly we go through, we talk about the sower, so the seeds on all the ground, for that all of us will receive the seeds, but which kind of ground do I am? And then the seeds is the word of God, and the ground is our hearts, our mind, our will, and our desire to implement what we hear. And then number three, the features of each ground. Now we know each one of them and what the feature of each one of them. And the last one, each type of ground can be changed to another type. Also the good ground, if it has been neglected, it can turn into rocky or thorny or wayside ground. And the glory be to God forever and ever.